here at the 2014 National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm sitting down here with Donnie Smith, President and CEO of Tyson's, and keynote speaker tomorrow in Session 3. Tell us a little bit about Tyson's presence here at the National FFA Convention.
So excited to be here. So, you know, our real theme, I guess, this year, it's all about ag literacy. These kids, I mean, you know, they live it, they breathe it every day. And so much of the population of America today, you know, has no idea what life on the farm's like. They don't understand how their food's made, but yet they're in the conversation about food. And so what we're here to do is to get these students to take back the story of agriculture and tell it pure and simple like it ought to be.
Well, I know that you've had a huge swarm of students in the booth, and you're using hashtag MyAgStory. Tell me what that means and how they can utilize that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, my ag story is about having the will, the determination to feed a hungry, growing world, right? That's what I'm all about. So these kids come from all over the country. We've got a map over here that shows where the ones that have visited our booth today are from. And many of them have stopped by to tell us about their ag story and about what, you know, either growing up on the farm or how much food production means to them. And that's really what it's all about, is letting them know that they have a story to tell that this country desperately needs to hear. These kids are so prevalent on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the new social media outlets. And you know, the traditional media that I'm more used to, you know, these kids are leaning towards the more modern stuff. So what we want them to do is get on Twitter and tell their ag story.
Well, they definitely listen to their peers, and if they're all telling the same story, then the message can definitely get out. I noticed today that you guys are also handing out curriculum on a jump drive to potential ag teachers. What does that mean, and what kind of message are you trying to share with teachers, ag teachers across the country?
So one of the things that frustrates me a bit is all the misinformation in the public domain today about food and agriculture. And so what we've done is created a curriculum for the FFA advisors or for an ag ed teacher to be able to use to start with maybe some of this misinformation, like maybe start with a blog or start with a video or start with a film that has come out recently that derides agriculture, and then let the students take that apart and go find out what the truth is. And when they find out what the truth is, they find out that these stories are not true. And you know, that's really what we're trying to do. It's about helping get the real story of how agriculture really works and how important agriculture really is to the future of the world out there. Think about this. One of the greatest challenges that this generation faces is how we're going to feed 2 billion more people on this planet by 2050. Think about it. We're probably going to have to between 75 and 100% more food. Well, who's going to be doing that? These kids, mm-hmm. Right? And so we need them to protect their own future to be able to do what they have to do. And we want to start this year having them tell their ag story and take back the conversation about food and agriculture.
Well, tomorrow, as you have the entire audience eating out of the palm of your hand and motivate them to tell their story, how do you feel that you and Tyson's can keep those kids involved in and as passionate in the industry as we are?
Well, we're completely connected to them through social media, right? So, and that's the big point of being here today in the center, right in the middle of things. Because, hey, these kids get it. And when we get connected to them, then we all get it. And what I mean by that is we get their passion, we get their ag stories, and we get to help continue to tell those stories over and over and over again. That's when we'll take back the story.
Thank you, Donnie. Once again, talking with Donnie Smith, President and CEO of Tyson's here at the National FFA Convention. I'm Jamie Johansson.